Hare Krishna. Don't equate the essential with the exclusive. Suppose a car driver is driving a car, and now the driver finds that there is no fuel. So, and the driver has found oneself in trouble because of lack of fuel. Then the driver, while driving in the future, makes sure that they carry a lot of fuel with them. And suppose they carry nothing except fuel. They don't carry any water, they don't carry any food with them, and they're going on a long journey. And then, when they start feeling thirsty or hungry, the fuel cannot help them at that time. If they drink the fuel, they will hurt themselves, they will injure themselves, they may even afflict to kill themselves by that, depending on what fuel it is. So similarly, now for us to function in life, money is essential. Just as fuel is required for driving a vehicle, money is required for functioning in this world. At the same time, while money is essential, it is not, money is necessary, it is not the only thing that is necessary. However, when we live in a world where everything is commercialized and monetized, often the lack of money seems to be the only thing that is obstructing us in our pursuit of happiness. We tend to believe that if only I had money, I would be happy. And such a notion makes us miserable. Such a notion makes us like a person who carries only fuel and nothing else. So when we let money become elevated from the level of the essential to the level of the exclusive. Exclusive here means we think that this is all that I need and there's nothing else that I need. We assume that that money, we let money hold exclusive rights on our desires, and we don't desire or aspire for anything else apart from money. Of course, we think of money as an ends to purchase things, but essentially it's a money-centered materialistic view of life and of things and of happiness. And such a view actually is delusional. Delusional means it arises from a delusion and it aggravates a delusion. What is that delusion? That delusion is to think that we actually are material beings when we are actually spiritual beings. To think that wealth can make us happy when actually what we need for happiness is love. Now, when we want wealth not just for our basic necessities of life, but we also want wealth because we wish to become attractive, or at least appear attractive in the eyes of others, so that others will love us and thus we will have a fulfilling exchange of love. However, that doesn't happen if money becomes our unidimensional focus. When money becomes our unidimensional focus, then even if we don't get what we are looking for, then at that time, even if we look for and don't get what we are looking for, at that time we find that even if we get the money or even if we don't get the money, we stay dissatisfied. We become alienated from others because we see others as threats to our accumulation of money. And when money becomes the exclusive focus of our desires, our values, our sensitivity, all these get sidelined, even slaughtered. And the Bhagavad Gita in 16.13-15 talks about the megalomania, which leads to destructive, murderous mentality. It explains in the 16.13 and 14. 13 says that idamadyamaya labdham imam prapse manoratham idamasti idamapi me bhavishyati punardhanam. This much I have obtained and this much more I will obtain. All this is my plan. I am so expert. Asau maya hatah shatrur hanishye chaparanapi ishvaro aham aham bhogi siddho aham balvan sukhi. So, asau maya hatah shatrur, in this way I have killed my enemy. Hanishye chaparan api, and that enemy also I will kill. So in this way, a person gets consumed by the urge, by the quest for happiness. And in that quest for pleasure, one becomes trapped. One becomes irreversibly, dangerously trapped. And thus, one can no longer move onwards in a balanced pursuit of life. Yeah. So now the Bhagavad Gita helps us to achieve the balance by explaining to us holistically what the purpose of life is. It explains that just as the driver needs to remember, I am different from the car and I have certain needs which are different from the car's needs, and I have to go to a destination using the car. Similarly, we understand that the body has certain needs which can be fulfilled using money, but our needs, we are at our core different from the body. We are spiritual being souls, and our needs are different from the needs of the body. And while we need to use the body, and for that we need to satisfy some of its needs, but ultimately we need to focus on our core need as souls. And as souls, we are parts of Krishna. We need to love and serve Krishna. And for loving and serving Krishna, we need to connect with Him wholeheartedly. And Bhakti Yoga offers us that connection by which we don't let ourselves get distracted by worldly things, nor do we get in an imbalanced way captivated by spiritual things, but rather in a balanced and progressive way, we move onward steadily in our journey towards Krishna and ultimately attain Him. Thank you. Hare Krishna.